From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition A. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Shu Wu.
Proposition A would let the San Francisco Unified School District borrow up to $790 million to upgrade, repair, and retrofit its properties. That money would also pay for a $221 million central food hub to produce and distribute high-quality food to students. The money cannot be used to pay for teachers or staff beyond those who administer the bond. Proposition A would be the largest bond measure in two decades. The city will cover the cost with property taxes of $2.85 a year per $100,000 of value. The San Francisco Apartment Association opposes Prop A. They say the district shouldn't be trusted with new bond money because it did not publish required financial statements for a 2016 school bond. Many parent, teacher, and labor groups support the bond measure. They said that without the bond, the district will need to do repairs on classrooms with money now dedicated for teaching students. Proposition A comes at a time when San Francisco Unified is at risk of a state takeover to rein in spending. A major decline in student enrollment since the pandemic means less money for the district, which is facing the hard choice of closing or consolidating some schools. Proposition A requires a 55% vote to pass.
That's a quick take on Prop A from our friends at San Francisco Public Press.